With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. This week's presidential debate taking place in one of the 2020 election's biggest battleground states. Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The two candidates will face off here in Georgia, which Joe Biden narrowly won 4 years ago by fewer than 12,000 votes. It was the first presidential victory by a Democrat in this state in nearly three decades. And it's expected to be another hard-fought battleground this November. Ahead of the debate, Trump holds a five-point lead over the president in a poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will sue for the Biden interview audio held by the Department of Justice. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the House Judiciary Committee plans to file a lawsuit to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur.
We're going to be as aggressive as we can and use every tool in our arsenal to make sure that happens because we have an obligation under the Constitution to do it.
The suit would be the latest effort to secure the tapes after the Justice Department informed Congress it would not be bringing criminal charges against Garland despite a House vote to hold him in contempt. Lawmakers already have a transcript of Biden's conversation with Hur, but Republicans argue hearing the tapes will provide more context about the Special Counsel's commentary on the president's memory. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Northeast is feeling hot and humid again after a short break from scorching temperatures earlier in the week. Conditions could bring severe thunderstorms to New York, New Jersey, and Delaware. Days of severe thunderstorms have triggered deadly flooding from Nebraska to Wisconsin. Thousands of tons of food, medicine, and other aid piled up on a Gaza beach isn't reaching those in need due to terror group Hamas. Truck drivers are either getting caught in crossfire or are having their cargo stolen by members of that terror group. This is SRN News. Tennessee's new abortion law is being challenged in court.
Starting July 1st, Tennessee's new statute will ban adults from helping minors get an abortion without parental permission. However, a state Democratic lawmaker and a reproductive rights activist filed a lawsuit in federal court this week to stop the law from taking effect. The state's GOP-controlled state house approved the measure earlier this year. Tennessee bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy, but there are some exemptions, such as to remove a miscarriage or to save the life of the mother. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Every team in Major League Baseball features a Pride Night in June, except the Texas Rangers. Queer trans activists have pressured the team to bow to their demands, but the Rangers have resisted the pressure to hold a Pride Night. In a statement, they said they've taken steps to create a welcoming, inclusive, supportive environment for all fans and employees. This is SRN News. A new report critical of one specific aspect of IRS service.
The Taxpayer Advocate report to Congress shows overall the 2024 tax filing season went smoothly. Services have vastly improved, but it says delays in handling identity theft cases are unconscionable. The time it takes to resolve self-reported identity theft cases has worsened since the previous report. Then it was nearly 19 months. As of April, the report says the IRS delay was 22 months. The IRS said in an emailed statement it recognizes the backlog of identity theft cases remains one of the most significant ongoing service gaps. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Auto manufacturer Volkswagen is recalling more than 271,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. It involves some Atlas SUVs. More details at SRNNews.com.